Hey, folks, I want to share a clip with you from Rule Breakers with Saraya, a new podcast that celebrates the unfiltered rebels, risk takers, and the ones who make their own way, which are the kind of people that are so near and dear to our hearts here at Risk. Each week on Rule Breakers, former wrestling superstar Saraya sits down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond for no-holds-barred conversations about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. They're talking about it all, a lot like we do here on Risk, from first-time sex horror stories to why sometimes it's best to learn lessons the hard way. Nothing is off the table. As you enjoy this preview, make sure to search for the full episode of Rule Breakers with Saraya, featuring guest Kale Lowry, wherever you get your podcasts.
We've all made mistakes, though. I will say, like, if someone thinks that they're perfect, it drives me crazy. Because I said that being a role model, especially, like, you're a role model, right? Like, to a lot of people.
Right.
I feel like I'm a role model to a lot of people. But the special thing about that is you don't have to be perfect. Right. It's like you go through a lot of shit in your life. And then when you come out the other side, that's what the fucking inspiration is.
But that's what I talk about. People are like, don't take advice from Kale. And I'm like, but I have lived 1,000 lives. Take advice from me.
Exactly.
Because I literally lived it. I'm not just talking out of my ass.
Oh.
Can we cuss on this podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you would be the first person I come to.
That's what I'm saying. But people will be like, don't listen to her. She has 4 baby dads. Okay, but they're all of them ended for different reasons. All of them started for different reasons. I'm speaking through what I lived.
Mm-hmm.
So I know better.
You wouldn't go to a tattooist that had 0 tattoos. I always say that. Like, I need someone with life experience telling me what I can and can't do. Advice.
Exactly.
Yeah, like.
Truly.
Yeah.
You're not going to go to a hairstylist that has bad hair.
No, exactly. You're not going to. So, no, you would be the first person
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Tell me some about your life experiences.
I lost my virginity on a sidewalk.
Yes. All right. Let's get stuck into this. This is where I'm interested.
Okay.
Everyone remembers their first, right? In this room?
Do they? Do people remember their first? Because I feel like it's so cliche that they're like, you'll never forget it. Make it like be memorable. Mine's memorable, but not for the right reasons, I guess.
It's not great, is it?
But it was like, I chose to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
But like on a sidewalk.
So why? Okay. Let's go back. Let's talk about it. So how did this come about?
I had a girlfriend who was already sexually active. We were in 8th grade. And I don't think she intentionally pressured me, but I just felt like I needed to like fit in.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a boyfriend. It was like a year. I think we were together for like a year. And so we were all hanging out in this like parking lot. And then there was an abandoned building. So we went behind it and there was like a concrete slab, and he took his shirt off. He laid it down.
Ooh, gentleman.
I mean, this was 8th grade.
Yeah.
Of course it was romantic. Of course.
Yeah.
He took his shirt off.
Yeah.
And then we did it.
That's really nice. And how long did it last?
I think it was like maybe 30 seconds.
The men are laughing in the room right now.
Well, what's funny is I feel like sex doesn't even last much longer than that now.
No, that's
and I'm in my
30s. We're not. I mean, I feel like we need to have a good guy that knows what they're doing to like really take us for a spin.
But you know what? I was in Turks and Caicos last week with and like he wanted to go round 2 and I was like,
oh, honey.
We have 7 kids. I'm tired. So like, It's sort of like a full circle moment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
From then when I lost my virginity till now, it's like I only have 30 seconds in me.
Yeah, why not? And like fuck the foreplay, just spit on it and go.
No romance, no foreplay, just do it and get the fuck out.
I mean, if you're a single woman, I feel like we need a little romance. Like I'm freshly single, so I need a little romance. I
remember fair.
When you're in a relationship, I'm like, that's just let's just do it and get it over and done with. Like roll me to my side and call it a day, you know?
Hop on the dryer in the laundry room real quick. And
I feel like everyone that's in a relationship right now just gets it. Yeah. Okay.
And I feel bad because it's like I know like once he loves romance, but I'm just not that girl.
I'm not that girl either though.
I don't even like take me to dinner.
Really?
No, so, like literally we'll order takeout. Don't want to do anything.
Okay, that would be your perfect date.
Yeah, I'd say like, you know, a little bit of Chinese takeout,
ooh,
Thai food maybe.
Yeah.
put a movie on, we'll fuck for 30 seconds, and then, like, I don't know.
Dude, I remember my first time, and it was in Norway.
Yeah, in Norway? So that's cool.
Yeah, it's great. I actually lied to the guy because I was, like, a little embarrassed that I didn't have sex before. Okay. And I was, like, 15. I was quite old, I guess, back then. Millennials, for, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But
I don't feel so bad about being 14 then.
Yeah. No, I was young. I was young.
Like 15 is, okay.
Oh, my dad was ready to throw me on a pill at 13. He thought I was like a fucking sexual deviant for some reason.
Oh, my
God.
He actually found
in the attic. Okay, so I just touched my first wiener, right? And
like today?
No, I mean, no, I've touched a couple.
Oh, okay.
It's online. You can see it, but we can talk about it on your podcast, babe. But I had touched my first wiener and it was up in my attic and I had like this little scrapbook. For some reason, I thought this was a great idea. And I was trying to show my friends what this dick looked like. And it was an ugly dick.
They're all ugly.
It was like, it was going off to the side and had like a giant head. I was just like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Dude? Just like E.T.
It's like a mushroom head kind of deal.
It was intense. It was like, whoop, like that. And I was just trying, I thought that's what they all look like. And then in England, you have the skin on it. So you have to like peel that shit back, you know? But like,
I've never seen one in person.
It's not great. It's not pretty.
Is it not? I just thought, like, once it's hard, it doesn't matter. Like,
once
all
it's hard,
the same.
It doesn't matter. But, like, when it's, you know,
it's not typical. It.
When it's, like, it's just got all the skin around the top
of
it.
Wait.
It's like a slug.
You said flaccid, and it took me back because, hold on. No, what I'm about to say is so fucked up. I've never said this before.
Oh, yes.
When one of my kids was born, I was worried about like their muscle tone. And I kept saying to the doctors, like, she's flaccid. And the nurse was like, don't say that. It's like, why? But like, I knew what I was trying to say. And now we're comparing, like, we're using the word flaccid to talk about dicks.
Things.
Like,
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, I think flaccid is mostly used for dicks, right?
Oh.
Maybe we can bring it up on the screen what flaccid is used for. Yeah, the men in the room, flaccid, is that what they...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, thanks
the
for that.
The only way? But it's like floppy.
It's floppy.
Can someone Google the definition?
He's going to bring it up on the screen.
Yeah.
Bring it up on the screen. We need to, this is...
I'm embarrassed. She probably tells that story, that nurse.
Oh.
She's like, this girl came in here talking about her daughter was flaccid.
A flaccid daughter. A flaccid D, but it's her daughter.
Oh, my God.
So while he's doing that... Yeah, so flaccid, it literally has like a turtleneck on. So it's like a little skin pinched at the end. It's actually like, you know, like a spliff, you know, you like twist it at the end. It's like that has like a little pinch. But anyway, it's like, it's gross, right? Sorry, my dog is like chaos. But I saw it when it was hard and it still has the skin. So if you're going to town on that thing, like, you know.
Like with your mouth or?
With your hand.
Oh.
I like you're watching my graph right now. I mean.
Can we get graphics on the screen for this?
But you can still like pull the skin all the way over the head. You
got
know
it,
what
got
mean?
It. Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Still
yeah.
There. It's still, mm-hmm. It's still available.
For sure.
You know.
For sure.
So I did a picture of it. I drew a picture of it in my scrapbook.
Not in the scrapbook.
In the scrapbook.
And your dad found it.
My dad found it. Yeah, dude.
Mortified.
What is this? And I'm like, I didn't really touch it. We had on top of the closed sex, right? Which is just grinding. But I was like, on top of the closed sex we had, and then I did a diagram of his dick. And my dad saw it and was like, not about it. And then
Did you get grounded?
No, I don't get grounded. My family were pretty easygoing considering that I was drawing dicks on my thing. They're pretty chill. I could do drugs and all that kind of stuff, but they draw the line at me drawing dicks.
If you've enjoyed this clip, you can find the whole conversation with Kale Lowry and even more episodes of Rule Breakers with Soraya and Odyssey Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.